Listen to part of a lecture in an animal behavior class.
All right, I hope you all had a chance to finish the assigned readings about animal play, because I want to spend some time discussing the different viewpoints presented in those articles. Let's start with the play as preparation hypothesis. Jerry, can you explain it?
Yeah, a play is preparation. Young animals play in order to get really good at certain specific things they'll need to do when they're adults. Things like chasing, pouncing, climbing. In other words, they play in order to practice survival skills, like movements used in hunting and fighting. That hypothesis makes a lot of sense, like maybe the most sense of all the theories we read about.
And what leads you to that conclusion?
Well, like wolves, the young pups, they fight a lot and bite, you know, not to hurt each other, but it just seems obvious why those wolf pups play like that. It gives them practice with skills that'll make them better hunters or fighters as adults.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, some of the things a young animal does while playing are totally different from the things it'll do as an adult. There was a really good example in the second article. I can't remember what it's called exactly. Self-handicapping? Right, self-handicapping. Like, during a fake fight, a play fight, if one of the animals is winning, the winning animal might just stop and give up its advantage.
Yes, and often it shifts to a submissive posture, too. Of course, self-handicapping hardly ever happens in a real fight, because in a real fight, well, the point is to win. So, this self-handicapping, it's important to take this into account before just deciding to go with that first explanation. And in fact, there really isn't much in the way of solid experimental evidence to support the play as preparation hypothesis.
What about the other one, the flexibility hypothesis?
Yes, let's talk about that.